AP News, I'm Mike Hempington. The state of Minnesota and the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul are suing the federal government to stop an enforcement surge by Immigration and Customs Enforcement following the fatal shooting of a Minneapolis woman by an ICE officer. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Homeland Security should be held accountable for the lawless behavior that led to the killing of a 37-year-old mother of three.
Renee Nicole Good should be alive today. There was no justification for that killing. That ICE agent and Christy Noem, they've shown depraved indifference toward human life. That's what we saw. That's what the American people saw.
The Department of Homeland Security says it's surging more than 2,000 immigration officers into Minnesota. President Trump is weighing whether to order U.S. military action against the Iranian government over its crackdown on protests. Trump says he'll slap 25% tariffs on countries doing business with Iran. Democratic Senator Mark Kelly had sued the Pentagon over attempts to punish him for his warnings about illegal orders. He's claiming the Trump administration trampled on his constitutional rights to free speech. He's seeking to block his censure from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth last week. In New York, 15,000 nurses at several major New York City hospitals have gone on strike. The strike began Monday morning after negotiations through the weekend failed to yield a breakthrough. Mount Sinai West nurse Tristan Castile explains why they're striking.
The strike is about getting a fair contract for safer staffing and also sticking to our health insurance, which is what Mount Sinai is trying to pull from us.
This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports there has been a shift in how voters are identifying themselves.
New polling from Gallup shows that Americans are increasingly identifying as political independents and rejecting the labels of the two major political parties. Just under half of U.S. adults now identify as independents. Younger people in particular are rejecting the parties at much higher rates than older generations. More than half of Generation Z and millennials identify as political independents, while a majority of older generations side with a particular party. The poll also finds independents have steadily gravitated towards the Democrats over the past year, a move that is likely driven by independents' unhappiness with President Donald Trump rather than stronger positive feelings towards the Democrats. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More news available at apnews.com. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.